Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see here. I have mom, dad.
Yeah.
Angela. Let's see here. 602. Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Okay, Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start reading out of Exodus 22. These are the laws extending from the Ten Commandments dealing with property. Let's see, while we'll wait for others to join in. In every case in which an ox, donkey, sheep, clothing, or anything else is lost, and the owner believes he has found it in the possession of someone else who denies it, both parties to the dispute shall come before God for a decision. And the one whom God declares guilty shall pay double to the other. If a man asks his neighbor to keep a donkey, ox, or sheep, or any other animal for him, and it dies or it hurts or get away, and there is no eyewitness to report just what happened to it, then the neighbor must take an oath that he has not stolen it, and the owner must accept his word, and no restitution shall be made for it. But if the animal or property has been stolen, and the neighbor caring for it must repay the owner. If it was attacked by some wild animal, he shall bring in the torn carcass to confirm the fact and shall not be required to make restitution. If a man borrows an animal from a neighbor and it is injured or killed and the owner is not there at the time, then the man who borrowed it must pay for it. But if the owner is there, he need not pay, and if it was rented, then he need not pay because this possibility was included in the original rental fee. That was the reading out of Exodus 22:9-15. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Doesn't look like we had other callers. Can you tell, Angela?
No, I don't see anyone going. Okay. All righty. Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
And welcome. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and get this party started. Okay.
Amen.
First, giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We apply the blood of Jesus over this prayer line. We ask you to wash and cleanse our minds with your precious blood. We cast out Satan and command all evil spirits, powerless and harmless. Give each of us clarity of thought, Lord, a sound and sober mind to receive the love we will express to one another today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Still no new caller, so we're going to move right on along. Auntie Marie, would you like to start us off today?
Okay. I'll be coming from Psalm, the 89th verse, starting at the verse. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be looked upon forever. The faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaven. I have made a covenant with my choice. I have sworn unto David, my servant. The seed will I establish forever and build up their throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise their words, O Lord, their faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For whom in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord, whom among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is great to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in and reverse of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, whom is a strong God, a strong Lord, like unto thee. To their faithfulness round and about thee, their rulers, the rugged of the sea, when the waves therefore arise, there has broken Rabbi in pieces as one that is slain. That has scattered their enemies with their strong arm. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Aunt Marie. All right. Pops, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll be reading the promise of the Holy Spirit. Oh. We find that John 14,
The north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like a run back then. Okay, here we go. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, now is the car. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me, my keepeth not my sins, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Wow. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll read from Romans 5. So now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. I'm going to read out of the Upper Room. This title, How Are You? It's coming from Romans 12, 9 through 16. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. I am walking and I pass the one I know. Hi, how are you? I say. He smiles and nods, but we both keep walking. These days, how are you has become more of a greeting than a question. How often do we stop to receive an answer? In fact, it has become so routine that the answer is usually, I'm fine or good. I know there have been times when I have certainly not been fine, but I have responded that way simply because it was expected. We really don't expect an answer, do we? Who wants to hear about problems anyway? We really don't have time to listen. We're busy, almost always in a hurry. But in the process, people are forgotten and ignored. I'm making a conscious effort these days to pause and really talk to people. I'm trying to remember that people are more important than keeping my schedule or finishing my to-do list. God always wants to know how we are doing, and God always listens when we make our feelings known. I think God wants us to do the same for others. So the next time you ask someone, how are you? Listen to the answer and respond in a way that that shows God's love. In prayer, slow us down, dear God, so that we can show genuine love for others by engaging them in honest, caring conversations. Amen.
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 getting a new caller. All righty. Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, beginning with verse 7. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Awesome. All right, Mother?
Yes. Okay. I'll be reading out of Obadiah, at the first chapter, starting at the 12th verse, is that no boundary in God's community. Most people today want to live in a peaceful and safe community. Many work hard to save for the days when they can move away from a crime and drug-infested neighborhood into a safe and quiet one. Although we may set city limits, can we place borders between the states, between the start of one community and the end of another one? Should we isolate ourselves from our less fortunate neighbors? And if we do, how do we preserve our social ethic and religious community? These are other boundaries prevent us from establishing true community. Official boundaries promote and deepen conflict and broken relationship within community. If we intend to establish and preserve true community, we must learn from the broken relationship between Ammon and Zion. These problems began between these two nations can be traced back to Esau and Jacob. The fallen relationship between these two brothers gave birth to Edom, Aretin, because Jacob secure Esau birthright. The Ammonites live in a less desirable community, the mountain versus the fertile land of Canaan. So while Zion was being destroyed, Edom watched and global from their lawful community, next door and often to help at all because of their selfish arrogance and pride. Obadiah deceived Edwin, uttering the destruction. Community begins when we learn that we cannot isolate ourselves from others because of their problems. Obadiah 1, the Edom, showing us that even though we all live and exist in different social ethics, religion, and geographic communities, it is how we build and establish our collective relationships that makes us a true community. Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Before we move on, I want to double check. Auntie Marie, are you by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Auntie Janet, are you by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to exclude anybody. I forgot to ask earlier. Okay, so
okay,
I will tell you. Yep.
I need to early request prayer for Stacy and Kayla. They'll be going back to school tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Thank
they
you.
Need your
prayer. And Jordan will be starting tomorrow, too.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Loretta, I'll turn it over to you for the quick introduction.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Uncle Chap, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, DeMarcus, Tony, Malachi, Eric, Jessica Smith, the Moody family, Desert, Kendrick, Lenny and family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Kevin and Jesse Verner, Valerie Crockett, Ruth Edwards, Sister Shirley, Joseph and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Tally and family, Belinda Osborne and family, Josh and Kim, Janet Williams, Sean Williams, Brian, Isaiah, the Norris family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you're performing right now for our sick and shut in. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lead and guide us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Sick and shut in prayer, Loretta. Okay. So let's take a moment to acknowledge our birthdays for the week. August the 23rd through August the 29th.
Loretta, the 24th.
Mm. Amen.
My granddaughter, she's the 26th.
What's her name?
Janika Jackson.
Janika.
Just say Nika. Mm.
Kevin Avery, 26.
Oh, wow.
Kevin Avery. Okay. We also have Willie Williams on the 25th. Any other birthday?
And you said go to what now? From the 24th
to the 29th.
Okay, Freddie Williams to the 29th.
Who?
Freddie Williams.
Freddie?
I thought his was in December, Mom. It's Freedom's in August.
Freddie's in December. Now, Frida's in August, but it was August 17th.
August. Hers is 17th, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the 29th of December, something like that.
Right. Yeah, he's a December baby. Yeah. Okay, so we have Loretta, Lily Williams, Nika Jackson, and Kevin Avery. Well, I sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday and many, many more. Amen.
Yes, yes.
All right. Okay. Go ahead and move over to our next set of our program to talk about our praises and testimonies. We've already had a couple prayers for we want to keep Stacy, Kayla, and Jordan in prayer for their return to school on Monday. And Kamarian
started his first day.
Let's keep them in prayer that God will be covering them as they enter into the building and keep them safe.
Amen.
I think I started off a little bit here too. I just want God to keep my son Brian in prayer. He's traveling, so we ask for some traveling mercy. He's actually in Atlanta right now. And in addition to that, he has a court hearing on Tuesday. So let's keep him in prayer that God's going to continue delivering him from all of these court activities that he's been involved in lately.
Amen.
Lifting him up in prayer. Lifting him up in prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
We've already got good news that they're going to waive those charges that they had against him, but he's going to the court to talk with the judge, so we just hope that everything is all and well and he's done with that.
Amen.
Cool.
Praise the
Lord. Yes, Lord. God is good.
Amen. Working behind the scenes.
Praise the Lord.
Loretta, do you have any more good news to share?
Sure. Let's see, Joel Osteen, the topic is Think the Way God Thinks. No man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined the wonderful things God has in store for those who love the Lord. The reading is out of 1 Corinthians 2:9. No matter where you are in life right now, God has much more in store for you. God wants to take you to new levels in every area of your life. He wants to give you more wisdom so you can make better decisions. He wants to give you a stronger anointing so you can have greater influences. He wants to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to others. So don't get stuck in the same old rut. There's so much more to life. God has new frontiers for you to explore and higher mountains to climb. I can tell you with great confidence that your best days are right out in front of you. So begin today to think the way God thinks. The Bible says, the path of righteousness grows brighter and brighter. Think increase. Think big. Start expecting the unexpected and look at life through your eyes of faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Take a step toward victory in your life today. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that.
Okay. All righty. Mother, would you like to go next?
I'm going to attempt to sing this hymn. My
Amen.
God is real. There was something I may not know. There was something I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, or I can feel Him deep within. Some folks may doubt, some folks may gone, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. For God is real, I can feel Him in my heart. I feel how you felt when Jesus took your sin away. But this sin day,
hallelujah,
that I love, God has been real. For I can feel His holy power. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like you go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like you go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was awesome.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, up we go.
Thank you for that, Mother. That
Amen.
Was awesome.
Amen.
Okay, I will go next. And I'm reading out Sharing the Gift of Encouragement by Charles Stanley. The Call
Amen.
To Encouragement. As Christians, we are called by God to encourage others. Time and again in the scriptures, we read that we are to love the brotherhood and with a fervent and pure spirit. We are to build one another up in faith. We are to remind one another of the goodness and love of God. The expression of encouragement is always to be active. We are not merely to be an encouragement to others through our example of a virtuous life. We are to share encouragement by voicing words of encouragement and engaging in specific deeds. Encouragement is not merely something we are. It is something we do. Throughout the Gospel, in the New Testament letters, we find strong words of encouragement. Jesus is our supreme role model of encouragement. Every one of His miracles work was an act of encouragement. He described His own ministry in this way: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Out of Luke 4:18-19, what an encouraging world we would live in if all Christians chose to follow Christ's example and do the same. Preach good news to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Proclaim freedom to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Set free the oppressed and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus plainly said that he came not to condemn the world, but so the world through him might be saved. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
All righty. Pops, would you like to share any praise and testimony for a poem or song?
Hold your phone.
Oh, that's
you.
Yeah,
there we go. And my second would be Jesus Death, fulfilling God's plan. Therefore, my Father love me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one take it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Jesus answered, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Do you think that I cannot pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scripture be fulfilled that it must happen? That it may happen thus. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled it. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge that God you are taken by lawless hands, has crucified and put to death. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. Lord. Auntie Marie, do you have more to share this evening?
Pass.
Alrighty. Okay. Auntie Janet?
Okay, I would like to share a reading. The time is controlled. I am your intimate friend, but I also manable and mysterious, infinitely great and glorious. I want you to contemplate me slowly so you can worship me exuberantly. Sometimes, though, you struggle with my unsearchable decisions and untractable ways, seeking to control me rather than abounding yourself to me in worship. You need to recognize control for what it is. It is an idol. I created you in my image and endowed you with free will. I gave you amazing linguistic ability so you could communicate richly with me. Instead of using these gifts in manipulating ways, trying to control me, devote them to worshiping me in spirit and in truth. I encourage you to pray freely. Ask and it will be given to you. Nonetheless, when you bring me your petition, you need to keep in mind the depth of my wisdom and knowledge. This will protect you from presumptuous. I will never fail to hear your prayers and answer them wisely. But I do not always grant your petition, no matter how heartfelt they may be or how utterly right they may seem. If it becomes clear that my will differs from you or from that which you have requested, the best response is to simply say, "Yes, Jesus, this will draw you closer to me." Even in the midst of your disappointment, so my ways, my methods, my path may be mysterious from your perspective, I assure you, they are good. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unfathomable, inscrutable, untouchable are his judgments, his decisions. And how untraceable, mysterious, discoverable are his ways. His ways are past finding out. Only when you come to me, pray, and don't try to control me. This is from our Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Auntie Janet, for that reading.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, we do not have any new callers, so we will go ahead with open for any additional sharing that anyone would like to do before we do the closing prayer.
I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Janet and her daughter and her husband, Denise, and her husband came up Wednesday to celebrate baby's birthday, and they brought us Santa Claus. And we all enjoyed. And I just want to just thank Janet for coming and staying. They stayed up the evening with us, and it was so beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good.
And we celebrate you too, my dear. We celebrate
you. Yeah, my birthday and you. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice to have Christmas in the summertime.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
All righty. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Mom.
We have next month.
Who will be next month?
We have next month.
Okay. Any other news? Okay, if you would please bow your head for the closing prayer. In closing, Lord, we want to take this time to trust him in spite of. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. We should lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Well, thank you all for your attendance. And we wish you a blessed week. And we love you.
Everybody have a blessed week. Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you
all. God bless.
Good night. God bless us all. Good night.
Good night.
We had a bad name for that, okay?
Her Mr. Curtis Kitty.
No, one of his eyes blind.
Mr. Curtis.
He kept talking.